This winter, I've occasionally had purple finches visiting my feeders. Last week, I looked out and saw a couple, but on closer inspection, they turned out to be a pair of house finches. The two species are pretty easy to tell apart, but you do have to pay attention. Females are easiest. House finches have a plain, uniformly streaked face, while female purple finches have a thick eye line. Male house finches may be orange. If so, they're easy to identify. When the colors are too similar, look at the back and wings. House finches are brown and sparrow-like except for the vivid color on the head, breast, and rump. The crimson coloring bleeds into a purple finch's back and wings, making purple finches overall far richer in color. Up until recent decades, birders in the Midwest never even thought about house finches, which are native to Mexico and the American Southwest. Our lovely little purple finches, with their rich warbling songs and sociable ways, were plenty good enough for us. But in the 1940s, people changed everything. Pet shop owners on Long Island were selling house finches as Hollywood finches, decades after sale of native birds was prohibited by the Migratory Bird Act. Just before federal agents raided their stores, the store owners let the birds out the windows, starting a local breeding population. In the 1960s, the birds expanded into Connecticut, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, as well as the southern counties of New York. In the 1970s, their expansion sped up as they moved into southern New England and down the coast as far as North Carolina. By the early 1980s, they were headed west. Meanwhile, for some inexplicable reason, the natural western population of house finches also began expanding north and eastward. One house finch specimen was collected in Minnesota in 1876, but this bird was either a unique straggler or, more likely, an escaped pet. The state's first confirmed record after the eastern population began expanding was in November 1980, when a male showed up at a feeder in Minnetonka. It took 3 more years for another male to be recorded in the state in December 1983. That same month, a female appeared in Mankato. By then, birds were appearing regularly in Wisconsin, too. They were breeding in both states by the late 80s. It's hard to believe that these birds, now widespread in both states, were hotline species when my children were little. But a virulent form of conjunctivitis decimated the eastern population during the 90s. The bacteria strain was first discovered in poultry, but birds of the eastern population, all descended from the same handful of escaped birds, were inbred, making them far more vulnerable than either the natural population of western house finches or other species. The disease is mostly a product of intensive poultry management. Fortunately, the individual birds that were naturally immune to the disease have repopulated the East, and now a much smaller proportion of the population is genetically predisposed to get sick from conjunctivitis. The house finches that turned up at my feeder last week looked healthy and fit. Duluth isn't glamorous and certainly isn't anything like Hollywood in climate. Fortunately, these little birds of the Southwest turn out to be much more adaptable than most other Hollywood stars. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.